The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 14, texts number 21 to 23, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on May 11th, 2016, in Riga, Latvia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sarvaloka, Amara, Yagya, Sangraham, Trayi, Mayam, Dravya, Mayam, Tapa, Mayam, Yagyai, Vichitrai, Yajata, Bhavaya, Che, Rajan, Svadeshan, Anurodhum, Arhasi. Tam Sarvalokamas. Let's see, what's a good tune? Tam Sarvaloka Marayanga Sangraham. Trayi mayam dravva mayam tapo mayam. Yagyai vichitrai yajato bhavayate. Rajan svadeshan anurodham arhasi. Tang sarvaloka marayagya sangraham. Trayi mayam dravya mayam tapo mayam. Yagyai vichitai yagya bhavaya. Let's see. Yagyai vichitai yajato bhavayate. Rajan svadeshan anurodham arhasi. Tam sarvaloka marayagya sangraham. Trayi mayam dravya mayam tapo mayam. Yagyai vichitrai yajato bhavayate. Rajan svadeshan anurodham arhasi. Tam him
Vinyam
Sarvaloka in all planets. Amara with the predominating deities.
Arthur Valdosheyan Deriva.
Yagya sacrifices.
Operations.
Sangraham. Who accepts? Trayi mayam, the sum total of the three Vedas. Dravya mayam, the owner of all paraphernalia. Tapa mayam, and the goal of all austerity. Yagyai, by sacrifices. Vichitrai, various. Yajata, worshipping. Bhavaya, for elevation.
Atistibai.
Te, your
Tavai.
Rajam, O King,
Akvalnya,
Svadeshan,
your
countrymen,
Tavipilsan,
Anirodhum, to direct
Vadit,
Arhasi,
you ought.
Theravayag.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Dear King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with the predominating deities, is the enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices in all planets. The Supreme Lord is the sum total of the three Vedas, the owner of everything, and the ultimate goal of all austerity. Therefore, your countrymen should engage in performing various sacrifices for your elevation. Indeed, you should always direct them towards the offering of sacrifices. Text 22. Yagena yusmad vishaye vichadipir pita yamanena sarakalahare svishta sushushta padishanti vanchitam tadhelanam narhasi virvachestitum. When all the Brahmins engage in performing sacrifices in your kingdom, all the demigods who are plenary expansions of the Lord will be very much satisfied by their activities and will give you your desired result. Therefore, O hero, do not stop the sacrificial performances. If you stop them, you will disrespect the demigods. Vena uvacha. Now, Vena has his reply. Vena uvacha. Balishabhata yuyamva adharme dharma maninaha yevatidam patim hitva jarum patim upasate. King Vena replied, "You are not at all experienced. It is very regrettable that you are maintaining something which is not religious and accepting it as religious. Indeed, I think you are giving up your real husband who maintains you and are searching after some paramour to worship." Purport. King Vena was so foolish that he accused the saintly sages of being inexperienced like small children. In other words, he was accusing them of not having perfect knowledge. In this way, he could reject their advice and make accusations against them, comparing them to a woman who does not care for her husband, who maintains her, but goes to a paramour who does not maintain her. The purpose of this simile is apparent. It is the duty of the Kshatriyas to engage the Brahmins in different types of religious activities, and the king is supposed to be the maintainer of the Brahmins. The Brahmins do not worship the king, but instead go to the demigods. They are as polluted as unchaste women. So, in spite of getting all good advice from the Brahmins,
un tā neraugoties uz to, ka valdnieks saņēma visus labos norādījumus no Brahmaniem,
this rascal Vena, now he is chastising the Brahmins.
Šis nejēga Vena tagad rāja pārmet šiem Brahmaniem.
He actually ends up telling these Brahmins that he is God.
Un patiesībā tas, ko viņš saka Brahmaniem, ir, ka viņš ir Dievs.
And that they should worship him.
Un ka tiem ir jāpielūdz viņš.
So he's very much a hopeless demon.
Un viņš ir ļoti lielā mērā demonisks.
He can't take good instructions from the Brahman.
Viņš nespēj pieņemt norādījumus no Brahmaniem.
So, how do we protect ourselves from being such demons? We have to learn how to take instructions. If you try to negate the instructions, or you try to avoid the instructions, then you are a demon. So don't be a demon. Demons are miserable. A demon thinks and feels that they're the center of the universe. devotee, on the other hand, knows that Krishna, or God, is the center of the universe. So don't try to manipulate Krishna. That you want Krishna to fulfill your material desires. Such a foolish person who approaches God in this way will not find true happiness. Only that a person who approaches Krishna in pure love, that now, my Lord, I fully surrender unto you. You can do with me as you like. I'm simply your puppet. And you pull my strings. This is the mood we have to develop. That I'm completely, totally under the direction of Guru and Krishna. I now give up my war of independence. And I place myself fully under the direction of Guru and Krishna. This is how you become the most happy person you could ever imagine. As long as you simply try to serve your own happiness, based on what is pleasing to you or what is not pleasing to you, you will remain a bewildered, confused person. So try to follow in the footsteps of Sri
Arjuna.
Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava pachtvamitvang dharma samuddhacheta yat shreyansa nishchitan bruhitan me shishashtehang shadimang tvang prapanam. Now I'm confused about my duty. I have lost all composure due to miserly weakness. In this condition, I'm asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul fully surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. This is the mood how we should approach Krishna. This is the mood how we should approach the spiritual master. If you bring your own agenda, you're cutting your own throat. You accept the agenda of Krishna. Whatever my Krishna wants, whatever my Guru wants, that is what I want. I have no separate program beyond what Guru and Krishna want of me. This is called Krishna consciousness. If you don't have this mood, you are not Krishna conscious. You are still I, me, and mine conscious. So don't remain such a fool that you embrace I, me, and mine consciousness. Be intelligent. Kick it out with boot from your heart and don't ever let it come back again. You are not the center of the universe. Things don't revolve around you.
Lietas negrozās ap jums.
Krishna is the center of everything.
Krishna ir visa centrs.
So you have to learn how to fully dovetail your consciousness with Krishna.
Un jums ir jāmācās, kā salāgot savu apziņu ar Krishna.
That your every thought, your every word, and your every deed may be fully pleasing to Krishna. So how do you know when it's pleasing to Krishna? When Krishna reveals himself to you, know, then you know that, oh, I have pleased Krishna. Or if the spiritual master is pleased with you, then you know that you have pleased Krishna. So how do I know if I please the spiritual master? Have you obeyed his instructions? It's simple, isn't it? Did you do what your Guru Maharaj told you to do? If you did, then you have pleased him. So now we can ask if there's any questions.
Un tagad mēs jautājam, vai ir kādi jautājumi. Gurudeva, could you kindly explain in the verse 21 what is the meaning of this for your elevation? What kind of elevation is they are talking about? Various sacrifices for your elevation.
If the citizens worship the demigods, the king gets material benefit.
Material elevation.
Yeah.
Mums jautājums bija pantā 21, tie ir vārds elevation, kad latviski grūti iztulkot elevation, tāda ir augšu.
And if the citizens worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the king gets spiritual benefit. Next question. Yeah.
So now we have to surrender to our spiritual master and take Krishna's full shelter and ask Krishna that that we could be his puppets and he would pull the strings.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do that to come back to Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
And how is there?
How is it in the spiritual world?
Yes. Is it? Do we still have to do the same thing, or is it?
Well, in the spiritual world.
Yeah,
translate.
Jautājums ir, ja tagad mums ir sevi pilnībā jāuzticas skolotājiem, jāpieņem patvērums pie Krišnas un skolotāja, jāseko visiem šiem norādījumiem, un lai rezultātā mēs atgriežamies garīgajā valstībā, bet kā tad garīgajā valstībā, vai mums tur tas pats viss būs jādara?
In the Vaikuntha planets, it's like that. Everybody just letting Krishna manipulate them at every minute, do this, do that. Krishna's there fully under Krishna's direction, the Vaikuntha realm.
Uz Vaikuntha planetām, tur visi ļauj Krishnam pilnībā virki Krishnas pakļautībā un ļauj Krishnam manipulēt ar, un ir gatavi rīkoties tā, kā Krishna vēlas.
But in Goloka Vrindavan, it's reversed.
Bet uz Goloka Vrindavanas, tas ir apgriezt.
Krishna lets you pull the strings and he dances for you.
Krishna dēla jūs raustāt šīs te aukliņas un viņš dejo jums.
Just like Mother Jasoda, she's chasing him, Krishna with a whipping stick. You little rascal.
Māte, Jasoda, viņa zinās bakar Krishnam ar žagaru, ak, tu palaidi.
Prabhupada explains it like this.
Prabhupada to izskaidro sekojoši.
Krishna is Ajita, he is unconquerable.
Krishna ir Ajita, neuzvaramais.
But he becomes jita or conquered by the love of his devotees. So in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna becomes under the direction of his devotees. They take control of him.
Und uz Goloka Vrindavanas Krishna ir šīs te mīlestības ietekmē un bhaktām ir tāda viņa
even though he is the supreme controller. He takes more pleasure in being controlled by his devotees. There's a nice example given in this connection. During the glory days of the British Empire, when the sun truly never set on the British Empire, there was a big, big prime minister, Gladstone. So some gentleman would come for an appointment with Prime Minister Gladstone. And he'd be waiting outside the Prime Minister's office. Waiting. Looking at his pocket watch, why is the Prime Minister so late? What's going on? The old-fashioned keyholes, you could look through the keyhole in the old days. So his curiosity got the best of him. He went up and looked through that keyhole. What's the Prime Minister doing in there? And there he was, he's on his down on his hands and knees. And his grandson was sitting on his back. And just like they say, a horse, giddy up. The grandson was playing the horse, and he was playing the cowboy, and he was playing the horse. So he got more pleasure out of playing horse for his grandson than he did being the big prime minister of the British Empire. So Krishna is like that too. He would rather be manipulated by his devotees. That's his real pleasure pastime. So, when you become the pure devotee of Krishna, Krishna will agree to be manipulated by you. That is the mystery of the spiritual world. Next. You understand? Pretty amazing, isn't it? Where do they have this in the Quran or the Bible? This is only in Gaudiya Vaishnava literature you'll find this. This is the topmost spiritual knowledge. How to become greater than God. The Mayavadis want to become God, you see. But the Vaishnava, they become greater than God. They control God by their love.
So when a Vaishnava reaches the goal of his life, does everyone go to Goloka Vrindavan?
Kad Vaishnava sasniedz savu dzīves mērķi, vai ik viens šāds Vaishnavas dodas uz Goloka Vrindavan?
Not necessarily.
Not that.
Everyone has their rasa with Krishna. Some are most enlivened to be in the Vaikuntha realm. So they go back to the Vaikuntha realm. Just like there was a Ayurvedic physician in the Chaitanya Lila. Murari Gupta. He always felt more attracted to Lord Ram. Even though Lord Chaitanya was emphasizing Krishna, he was always more attracted to Ram for some reason.
Un lai gan kungs Chaitanya vairāk pasvītroja Krishna, viņš savukārt tas sāks bija vairāk pieķeries un Ramam.
So when he went back to Gaudiya, he went to Ramachandra.
Un kad viņš atgriezās atpakaļ pie Dieva, viņš devās pie Ramachandra.
You know why? He was an incarnation of Hanuman. So according to your rasa, you will go to that place. But you think, well, I think Goloka Vrindavan sounds more to my desire, but what if my rasa is somewhere else? What do I have to do? I wanted to go to Goloka Vrindavan, but I ended up on a Vaikuntha planet. Oh. Well, Prabhupada told us, if you want to change your rasa, there's full freedom in the spiritual world.
Un jūs vēlaties izmainīt savu rasu, tad tā ir izvēles brīvība garīgā pasaulē.
Anybody who wants to go loco can go.
Ik viens, kas vēlas doties uz Goloku, var doties.
But not everyone wants to go.
Bet neviens...
There's millions and billions of devotees in the Vaikuntha realm.
Un ir miljardiem bhaktu Vaikuntha.
And they're more attracted to be in that mood than they are in the mood of the Vrijabhasis. But those who follow the path of Lord Chaitanya, we are developing that mood of Goloka Vrindavan. Next question.
Скажите, пожалуйста, на чем основывается решимость ученика, исполняющего наставление духовного учителя?
Скобалста с школьника апнемиба, так как он исполнил великого школотая норадиумс. I would like to know that determination of a disciple who is following the instructions of the spiritual master, what this determination is based upon?
Faith.
Shraddha.
If you have faith in your guru, then you'll be determined to follow him.
Ja jums ir ticība savam guru, tad jums būs apņēmība sekot viņam.
So one develops faith by associating with those who have faith.
Un cilvēks attīstas sevi ticību, piedarojoties ar tiem, kam ir ticība.
Faith is a contagious disease.
Un ticība ir tā kā tā lipīga slimība.
You associate with those who have strong faith, you'll catch the disease.
Un ja jūs piedarosieties ar tiem, kam ir spēcīga ticība, jūs saķersiet šo slimību.
That's the whole purpose of ISKCON.
Un tāda ir arī ISKCON jēga.
It's a place to catch the disease called faith.
Un tā ir vieta, kur saslimt ar šo slimību, ko sauc par ticību.
Can be the opposite also?
Vai varētu būt arī pretējās?
I'll tell you about it, but I am by Guru Gita instruction, I like it, so I took it.
Sometimes devotees come to ISKCON with ulterior motive, you see.
Dažkārt bhaktis nāk uz ISKCON ar material motive.
They want to use ISKCON for their sense gratification. It's like I remember my GBC many years ago. He said, if you want to have followers, Krishna will give you followers. But you won't get
Krishna.
So sometimes people come to ISKCON with ulterior motives. They want to become, some spiritual celebrity, or they want, looking for this or that. So Krishna may give them that what they desire. But they will not be satisfied. I knew one devotee, he wanted to become a big, powerful leader in ISKCON. That was his motive.
Es atceros, ka viens bhakti vēlējās kļūt Iskonā par ietekmīgu līderi.
And he manipulated himself up the ladder all the way to becoming a GBC.
Un viņš rīkojās tā, ka pa šīm karjeras kāpnēm viņš kāp uz augšu un kļūt par GBC.
And because his motive was material,
bet tā kā viņa motīvs bija materiāls,
he left after that.
Un viņš atstāja bez tam pusību.
So we have to be careful how we approach this movement.
Mums ir ļoti jābūt uzmanīgiem attiecībā uz to attieksmi, ar kādu mēs vēršamies pie šīs kustības.
Just like we leave our shoes at the door, you see.
Kā piemēram, mēs atstājam apavus aiz durvīm.
Leave your material desires at the door, don't bring them in.
Atstājiet savus materiālās vēlmes aiz durvīm, nenesiet tās šeit iekšā.
It will simply cause trouble for yourself and for others.
Tās vienkārši radīs problēmas kā jums, tā citiem.
You kick out the material desires from your heart and simply cultivate pure
bhakti.
You will find unlimited satisfaction within your heart. And you will help to create an atmosphere in this movement that will attract the entire world to join this movement. Next question. Internet questions, okay. Let's take an... You'll be after the internet. Okay, this is from Alexandra from the UK. Or is there one higher than that in the list? Let's see.
No.
It's her question, okay. Why in text number 22 is it recommending the king to continue the sacrificial performances in order not to disrespect the demigods?
Jautājums, kāpēc 22. Pantā tiek rekomendēts, lai valdnieks turpina šīs upurāšanas ceremonijas ar mērķi neizrādīt necieņu padieviem?
Instead of surrendering, recommending the king to take on devotional service and stop the sacrificial performances and only surrender the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Tā vietā, lai sāktu godināt Dieva augstāko personību un pārtrauktu šīs te padieviem veltītos ziedojumus.
In other words, why they're recommending demigod worship to the king instead of pure bhakti?
Tātad jautājums ir, kāpēc tiek ieteikt padievu godināšanu tā vietā, lai ieteikt pure bhakti?
The Vedas, for those who are very materialistic, do recommend demigod worship because they're not ready to come to the highest standard.
Vedas, tiem, kas ir ļoti materialistiski, noskaņoti, rekomendē padievu pielūkšanu, jo viņi nav gatavi augstākiem standartiem.
But in that demigod worship, they are also required to offer respects to Lord Vishnu.
Bet šajā padievu godināšanā ir pieprasīts, lai tiktu izrādīt cieņa Vishnu.
Therefore, properly executed demigod worship will gradually bring you to Krishna.
Tāpēc pareizi veikt padievu godināšanu pakāpeniski atved jūs pie Krishna.
Next question.
Gurudev, could you please in details explain the stage of Shraddha?
Gurudev, jūs varētu detaļās izskaidrot Shraddhas līmeni.
Rupa Goswami says, Adau Shraddha.
Rupa Goswami saka.
Adau means the beginning.
Adau nozīmē sākums.
The whole foundation of the process of bhakti is faith.
Ka bhakti pats pamats ir ticība.
So how do you develop faith?
Un kā gan jūs attīstat ticību?
You have to have your intelligence satisfied you're doing the right thing.
Jums ir jāapmierina savs saprāts, lai jūs spētu darīt pareizas lietas.
As Vishnujan Swami told me, he said, you must inquire until your intelligence is fully satisfied.
Kā Vishnujan Swami man teica, jums ir jājautā tik ilgi, kamēr jūsu saprāts ir apmierināts.
You see, the intelligence will doubt.
Saprotiet, saprāts šaubīsies.
Actually, doubting is a sign of intelligence.
Un patiesībā šaubas ir saprāta pazīme.
So you have to bring forward your doubts honestly.
Un jums ir patiesi jāizsaka savas šaubas.
Don't present them as conclusions.
Neizsakiet tās kā gala secinājumus.
Present them as confusions.
Izsakiet tos kā tādu apjukumu.
And get them clarified.
un saņemiet skaidrojumu.
And again, you keep bringing all your doubts forward to get them clarified by senior Vaishnavas.
Un izsakiet šos šaubas un saņemiet skaidrojumu
and by carefully reading Prabhupada's books. Hearing the lectures, the classes in our temples. In this way, one will become very strong in their faith. Next question. You shut that window back there to keep the noise out in that truck. Yeah, big difference. Okay, next. Everyone satisfied? Any doubts? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Vai ir iespējams vienkārši tagad ņemt un mīlēt Krishnu no sirds kā draugu, kā kungu?
Is it possible now just start loving Krishna as a friend, as a master?
No.
Ne.
That is called sahajya. Well, I think I'm Krishna's girlfriend, so I'm just gonna, I'm gonna kiss my picture of Krishna. I have a little deity. I'll kiss my and hug my deity of Krishna.
Es esmu tagad Krišņas draudzene, un es tagad varu skūpstīt Krišņas fotogrāfiju, vai es varu dievību skūpstīt.
No, you have to follow as a humble servant of the spiritual master.
Nē, jums ir jāizpaužās, jābūt kā pazemīgam, garīgā skolā.
You try to cultivate what you imagine to be your rasa now, you remain in material existence.
Jo, ja jūs centīsieties attīstīt to, ko jūs iedomājušies, kas ir jūsu rasa, jūs paliksiet materiālā esamībā.
Your rasa is not revealed until you come to the stage of attachment, the asakti stage.
Jūsu rasa netaps atklāta, tik ilgi, kamēr jūs nesasaņemsiet asakti.
The asakti stage is when you become a pure devotee.
Un asakti tas ir līmenis, kad jūs esat tīrs bhakta.
As long as you have any tinge of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, envy, or fear in your heart, there's no way you can approach your rasa.
Un tik ilgi, kamēr jūsu sirdī ir kaut nokrāsi no šīs te iekāras algadības, trākumu, bailēm, tā tālāk.
Here's the stages that you have to go through to get to asakti.
Nav variantu. Un tie ir lūk, kā
it's a long way away from where we are now.
Un tas ir ļoti, ļoti tālu no tās vietas, kur mēs esam šobrīd.
First stage is to have faith.
Pirmkārt, jums ir jābūt ticībai.
And then when you have faith, you embrace the association of devotees as your life and soul.
Un tad, kad jums ir ticība, tad jūs pieņemat piedrošanos ar paktām kā pašu draugu.
That's called sadhu sangha.
Un to sauc par sadhu sangha.
And then you see, well, the sadhus, what do they do?
Tad jūs redzat, ko gan sadhu dara.
They accept guru, they become initiated.
Tad viņi ir guru, viņi saņem iniciāciju.
They strictly follow rules and regulations.
Viņi sako noteiktiem principiem.
This is called bhajana kriya stage.
Un tas līmenis ir bhajana kriya līmenis.
And then by strictly following your guru maharaja's orders.
Un tad sekojot savu guru maharaja
norādījumiem. In all times, places and circumstances.
Visos laikos, vietās un apstākļos.
With your every thought, your every word, and your every deed. Then the dirt starts to get cleansed away, all the contaminated dirt from millions and billions of lifetimes. And then you achieve a state where you're almost purified, almost pure. Like 99% pure. It's called anartana vritti. And then, when you chant Hare Krishna, there's oceans of nectar. When you vibrate Krishna's name, you cry. There's so much nectar, but I only have one mouth. I can't hold all this nectar with my one mouth. And you bitterly lament that you only have two ears. There's billions and trillions of oceans of nectar. What my two ears will hold. This is called the Ruchi stage. And then the Sakti comes after that. When that last little tinge of material consciousness goes away, then you go into a completely pure devotion.
That's the
Asakti stage. And then you realize, oh yes, in Krishna's abode, this is my identity. And then you start to reciprocate in your heart and feelings of emotions for that relationship you have with Krishna. That's called the bhava stage. And then by reciprocating in loving feelings with the Lord according to your actual nature,
Then you
actually fully enter back into that original identity you once had in Krishna's pastimes. That's called the prema stage. The perfection. Those who try to guess their rasa and jump to it, that's a contaminated desire. They remain in the cycle of birth and death. So take heed. Take this advice seriously. Don't try to find some, you know, cheap shortcut to the highest level. If you try to cheat in this process, you're only cheating yourself. So on that sober note, oh, there's one more question? Okay. Ananda Vardhana from Australia? Okay, let's see. All right. Offering my humble obeisances unto your lotus feet, Srila Gurudev and Guru Mata, Hare Krishna, so how should we take and respond if we come to know if some devotees have such ulterior motives? Well, I can tell you what I did. One devotee, he gave a lecture at the Sunday feast promoting this idea to all the devotees, even the guests. I reported him to the GBC. And they chastised him. Ananda Vardhana, what about it?
Before
Ananda Vardhana, is that... Oh, Natalia, okay. Should we meditate on Vrindavan pastimes if we want to get there? Let's say I have a desire to go back. I'd really like to go back to Godhead and be in Krishna's Goloka pastimes. Should I meditate on them? Well, actually, meditating on those Goloka pastimes is very nice. But just take whatever Krishna gives you, that's all. My dear Krishna, I will go anywhere you want me to go. I'll do anything. If you want me to stay here in the material world and preach, I don't care. Whatever you want me to do, I'm your servant.
Krishna, visu, ko tu vēlies, lai es daru, es darīšu, es esmu tavs kalps, ja tu vēlēsies, lai es palieku šeit.
But I love your Vrindavan pastimes, and I relish meditating on them like anything.
Bet man ļoti patīk tavas spēles, Vrindavan spēles, un es meditēju.
Just like that Govardhan Lila.
Kā piemēram, Govardhan Lila.
Krishna was effortlessly lifting the mountain on his little finger. But Nanda Maharaj, in the mood of being his father, was worried, it may be too much for my little boy to hold this mountain. So he took one stick to help hold up the mountain. He wasn't thinking, if he's so powerful to lift this mountain, he'll have no trouble holding the mountain. But in the rasa, being his father, he said, oh, I have to help my son, he may drop the hill, hold a little stick. One more question. So it's nice to meditate on him and just take, in the mood of Krishna, wherever you want me to go, I'll go.
Ir jauki meditē, bet tādā noskaņojumā ir vienalga Krišna, kur tu vēlēsies, lai es došos.
Not that, well, Krishna, you know, I'll make a deal. If you take me to Goloka, I'll be your devotee.
Nevis tā, ka Krišna, noslēgsim darījumu. Ja tu padari mani, ja tu ņem mani uz Goloka, es kļūstu par tavu baktu.
That's not the mood. That mood won't get you to Goloka. If you have the mood, Krishna, whatever way you want me to serve you, just let me always be dedicated to you. Then you're already as good as being in Goloka Vrindavan. So now two more quick questions. Did we answer all of them? Yeah, just one last one and that's it, finished. Okay. Again today. How can I purify my motives in Krishna consciousness if I am a hopeless materialist? I can tell you, Bhaktin Gintare, you are on the right track. You realize that you're a hopeless materialist. That's very rare that someone can realize that. Because you've realized that you're a hopeless materialist. I have great hope for you on this pathway. And I am praying to Krishna directly on your behalf. I am praying to Krishna directly on your behalf. That you can become the pure devotee as soon as possible. So we will stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi.
Shriman Sankarshan Dasati Hari Maharaj Ki
Jai
Mataji Vishnu Priya Devadasi
Ki Jai